Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. There's somebody here. You've had, I don't know if it happened this week, or you've had some pain in your ankle. Something's been not, I don't know if you sprained it or what happened, but you've had pain in your ankle. Who is that? Pain in your ankle. Come up here. Thank you, Father. The Lord wants to heal you right now. Praise God. Someone else coming? Oh, you're coming. Oh, is that from yesterday? Ah. Yeah, come on up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, I minister your healing power to Brennan's body, to his ankle. I release the anointing that destroys that yoke of pain and infirmity. Anything that was damaged, any damaged tissue, tendons, muscles, we just believe you right now for your power to begin that restoration process in his body, in his ankle, in his legs, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Father, I release your anointing into Michelle's body. I speak to that ankle. There it goes. Ah, be healed. Be healed. Be healed, ankle. Function normally from now on. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I release God's power into your ankle right now by faith. I transmit God's healing power, there it goes, into your body. I command that ankle to be healed. I command it to function normally and be without pain. And any damage that was, I see that, Father. Shakia, Anjigite. Has this been going on for a while? I see some, there's a word for it, some deposits, some stuff down in there. I release God's power to remove that in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, so that his ankle will be free to function without pain, and movement will be complete, 100% movement in his ankle, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. It's begun, Brother Don. There you go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, there's nothing in the Bible that says as we age, we have to get infirm or our body starts breaking down or things aren't working right. No. It's supposed to stay strong, stay healthy. Amen. So we stand for that. We stand for it. We don't just back off because, well, I'm getting old, you know. No way. No way. Remember Joshua? He said he was 40 when they went into, they came out of the wilderness, and then he had to wait for the generation to die off, and he was, I think he said 85 by the time they actually went in. He said, I'm as strong today as I was when I was 40 years old. Hallelujah. So let's just stay strong. What do you say? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I just hear the word threat. Threat. Somebody's threatening someone here in this congregation. I don't mean the person that's threatening you is in this congregation, but I mean somebody here this morning, I think it's relatives or somebody, is making a threat. I just heard that word come up in my spirit. Threat. Where are you? Where are you? Don't be embarrassed because your help's here. Threat. It might not be a threat against your life, but I just heard that word threat. Somebody's pointing. Where? Can I minister to you? Would that be all right? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, I take hold in agreement with her right now that assignment of the enemy is broken against her life. We nullify those words And we say they fall to the ground. And they will come to nothing. And fade away like a snowball in a hot August sunshine. And Father God, we thank you, Father, that her life, her future, and all that belongs to her will go into the future intact. And nothing will be hurt, harmed, destroyed, stolen, or kept from her that belongs to her. And all this threat will not prevail. Every tongue that rises against her in judgment, she condemns it right now. We put it under our feet and we come in agreement with her that it'll come to nothing. In Jesus' name, it's nothing but the enemy trying to speak through that person. And we agree right now she's kept by the power of God. Thank you, Father. Kept by the power of God. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. We just surround her heart and mind right now with our faith and our love and say, Father, this thing won't get in. Because, Father, she guards her heart and her mind. And, Father God, we thank you that she's kept in perfect peace. Ah, no anxiety. No hot sweats about it. No worry sessions, Father, because her care is cast on you. We're in faith now that this thing is brought to nothing. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. We're in agreement with her. Amen. Brought to nothing. Brought to nothing. Brought to nothing. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. We bind this assignment of the enemy against her life. This threat will come to naught. Oh, I hear that verse. I don't know if you've ever looked this verse up. There's a verse, Miss Ann can give you the reference. It's in Psalm somewhere. They imagine a mischievous device. I get this verse. This is for you. They imagine a mischievous device against you that they're not able to perform. They're not able to perform. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. It's nothing but a threat. It has no substance. It's just to produce fear, and you don't fall for it. You don't fall for it. You know better. You've been sitting here, and you know better. Glory to God. You've been getting a hold of the truth. So, Father, we bind that assignment, and we command it to come to naught. And we say, Father, the devil and that voice is silenced right now in Jesus' name. We command it to shut up. We command it to shut up in the name of Jesus. Thank you. She's kept by the power of God. Angels of God are all around her, given charge over her to keep her in all her ways. And nothing will able to hurt her or harm her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Coco. There was a friend of mine. This story comes to me, and I want you to hear this story, because I think for some reason or another, I know nothing about what the threat is or anything. I just have to share this story because it comes to me. A friend of mine had a neighbor. I don't remember what it was about, but he had a neighbor in his backyard one day threaten him, and he was going to harm him for whatever. You know, something had happened. I don't remember what it was. And this man was a man of God, and actually in the ministry, and this neighbor said, I ought to just punch you in the nose. And he threatened him. And because this man, this friend of mine, knew his covenant, he just agreed that no weapon formed against him will prosper. And the very thing that he threatened to do to this friend, his nose got a great big cancer on it right there. Because he tried to curse somebody. And it came back on him. That's your covenant. They threaten to do it to you. It'll turn around and happen to them. That's your covenant. You're kept. You're kept. I don't know why I just had a prompting to tell you that story. Amen. Amen. They can't make it happen. They can't make it happen. They can't make it happen. Hallelujah. Coco, come back up here. You forgot somebody. I know you're trying to get on with the service, but there's an angel standing right here. I base all my years of ministry on it. He's standing right here. Now, here, Coco. Coco, Don't run off without him. When you left, he stayed standing here because he needs you to invite him to work in this situation. All right? So, Coco, say this after me. Say this after me. Are you here? She's having a time here. Are you here? Listen to me. Say this after me. Are you ready? Say this after me. Thank you for my angels. They're given charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. Now I call that angel that's standing right here, right now, to come with me and to protect me. I invite you now to complete the assignment you were sent from heaven to carry out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you're surrounding me, angels, and keeping me in all my ways. Now walk with him. Take him. Don't leave him here. Take him with you. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Their power, there's the power of the Holy Spirit. But if you've ever noticed, like in Daniel's story, that happened in Daniel and Ezekiel and several different places, when an angel would come up, he came out of the throne of God. He came from the presence of God. And having just come out of the presence of God, they're radiating with that. They've saturated themselves in that power. And that's why she's having trouble getting there, but she'll get back to her seat. Hallelujah. You got something, honey? Father, in the name of Jesus. No. We surround her now with our faith and our love. This will come to naught. This will come to naught. This will come to naught. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. In the name of Jesus. In the name. There. Thank you for that anointing. In Jesus' name. The glory surrounds you from now on. You'll leave this place with the glory of God all around you as a defense. As it's written in the Old Testament, the glory is your defense. So spend much time worshiping Him, basking in that glory, and it'll be as a shield surrounding you, and no weapon can penetrate it. No weapon of the enemy can penetrate it. You're kept now by the power of God. We surround you with our faith and our love. And we say, Father, everything that one has spoken will come to naught. This is her heritage. This is her inheritance. And she lays hold of it now. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Praise Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you more. Each day,
raise your hand.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day.
From the rising of the sun,
from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you.
Take a moment, worship him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Who got a bad doctor's report this week? Somebody got a bad doctor's report this week. Come up here. in the name of Jesus. Is that you, Brother Nathan? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah. In Jibaki, Eshua Kamaya, Tupapeya, Amasakia, Emelevich Kipav, Evezos, Uviyagan, Evesende, Vigiching Olavam. So the word of the Lord is that no weapon will formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. So condemn it right now in the name of Jesus and say, it'll be as I say, not as they say. Mastikia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So say that.
It'll be as I say, not as they say.
Okay. In the name of Jesus. And what do you say? Knees are whole and will be whole from now till the day I'm finished running my race. In Jesus' name. We command restoration. We command restoration in these knees. Hallelujah. Remember the book of Isaiah, that great chapter about the, you know, Messiah. By his stripes we're healed and all that's in there. It starts out, whose report will we believe? Remember that? Whose report are we going to believe? I just believe God wants you to settle it right now. This was the report I'm going to believe. Amen. We're in agreement. Hallelujah. You got the report. You got. You can go believe in that. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lay our. Power in the name of Jesus. Just for somebody else. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Father, Atskidia Pashia Gombate Umbrevi Ochipai. I know that, Lord. Yes. My. You keep saying that. Oh, whew, yeah, that's why. This is an open door. This is an open door. Oh, because they receive us so well. This is an open door. I minister your power, Father. So that into this cloth, so that when it's laid on her body, it'll go into her body and drive that out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Now we lay hands on you to release God's power into your body so that now that report will come to naught, and the report that we've chosen to believe, the report of the Word, will now begin to work. In Jesus' name, we thank you. It begins right now. Right now. The choice is made. This is the report. The word report is what we're going to believe. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. From now on, it's nothing but walking by faith. Walking by faith in the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, I minister your power to him now. And there it goes. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. You got it. That's what your job is now. Lay hold. Say, I got it. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Don't you just love the work of God and the move of the Spirit? Hallelujah. Just turn your eyes toward Him one more time and thank Him for all He's doing in our lives. All He's doing in your life. Even though we might not have called you up, God's working something in you. Working. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Mary and Nathan, can I minister to both of you? Praise God. Honey, you can come up with me. I believe it's mostly for the baby, but... You guys, praise the Lord. Honey, put your hand on her stomach and on her back. the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your blessings. Your blessings, your blessings. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. Ha ha ha. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Manjikitaya. Mary, has there ever been a time in your life? I'm asking because something comes up in my heart and I don't have real clarity what it is. But has there ever been a time in your life where you were like exposed to chemicals or something that... Yeah. Well... What comes up in my heart, that endowment the Lord gave me for autoimmune diseases, a lot of times that has to do with exposure to chemicals and stuff. I found out through just learning through who comes up whenever I call it, and then some medical people help me understand it. But I believe God wants to do something right now. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for the restoration. The restoration of any tissues or any parts of her system, any of her immune system, anything that was damaged by chemical exposure, in the name of Jesus, it's restored now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Restored now. Restored now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's averted. That's the word that God gave her. It's averted. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Ha, ha, ha. Have you found out if it's a boy or a girl? It's a boy. Oh, man. Another Marine, huh? Oh, whatever the plan. I'm just saying. I don't know that that's the plan. I'm just saying that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When are you two going to get in agreement? I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I just saw you guys this flash before me, and the Lord said, when are they going to get an agreement? Do you know what I'm talking about? First of all, do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Now we're on the same page.
Oh, glory. I guess it's none of our business. We'll just well, that's called the Holy Ghost pointing you out, you know. Glory! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Does it have anything to do with children? Oh, I thought so. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, glory. That might be it. I think maybe God got it all pointed out, everybody that he wanted to point out. Hallelujah. You ready to get in the Word? Oh, my goodness. It's 11:45. What? Is that clock right? Huh? It's not right? We rebuke it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are the Atkins here? Linda and Steve? Not here? All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me just exhort you a minute before we go. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to exhort you out of a verse that's Hebrews 4. I believe it's verse number 11. Can somebody look it up? Get the Amplified? You can stay standing if you'd like. If you stay standing, I'll tell you what, I'll preach shorter. I guess that means they're all staying standing. That means you just want to preach short. Oh, she wants. Hebrews 4 is at verse number 11, I believe, in the Amplified. You got the Amplified? Ann's still trying to find it. We'll have to tell her about, we'll have to teach her the books of the New Testament. Hebrews, let's see if I picked the right verse. Where is it? Verse 11. Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter that rest of God. Now this whole chapter is talking about the rest of faith. To enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. Talking about Kadesh Barnea, you remember that story? He said, there remains a rest for the people of God. And then he said, let us exert, this King James, I mean this Amplified, excuse me, let us exert ourselves and be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently into that rest. I just, before we go, want to exhort you to put forth the effort. That's what he's talking about. Put forth effort to walk by faith. Amen. Don't be lazy. Don't just wait for it to come on you, you know, because you come to the Spirit of Faith Family Church. Put forth some effort. Put forth some effort. If you had hands laid on you this morning or God ministered something to you, put your words on that. Put them on that on purpose. Put forth the effort. That just means apply yourself. That means, you ever had some of you that have had children maybe that weren't that interested in schoolwork? Anybody had, was any of your children, don't point them out, any of them, weren't that interested in schoolwork? And so their grades were going down and you had to tell them, if you would apply yourself, you get better grades. But see, you're not interested. You're looking, don't want to. If you would apply, anybody had to tell your children that? If you would apply yourself, that's what God's word is to you this morning. Apply yourself to being real good at walking by faith. Apply yourself to speaking what you believe. Put forth some effort. Don't be just waiting for faith to hit you or God to hit you with a faith stick. You know what I mean? Go for it. Put forth the effort. Be diligent. To do what? To make it happen? No, to rest. To be diligent to enter into the rest. Faith is a rest. Amen. Faith is the diligent work of resting in God. It takes work because the devil will come and he'll try to throw worry and say it's not going to happen. But you got to be diligent. The devil's diligent. You got to be more diligent. So be diligent with when thoughts come to your mind, that's not happening, or I don't know if that's going to come to pass. You got to answer that diligently. Diligent. Tell your neighbor, diligence, the word for you before you go. Amen. Faith isn't for spiritual slouches. Faith is for people that are diligent. You never get good at something without being diligent. And whenever God sees diligence, what he sees is he sees wholeheartedness. When he sees wholeheartedness and he sees you applying yourself, he'll say, I'm going to invest some more revelation. I'm going to teach them more because they're diligent to walk in what I teach them. And when I teach them something, it won't be lost in the earth. They're going to apply themselves and they're going to bring forth fruit with that. So I'm going to show them some more. There's a verse in 1 Timothy something that talks about in the Amplified that God has a divine schooling in faith. A divine schooling in faith. If you're diligent, God will say, okay, I'm going to take you on in faith. I'm going to teach you more. You're going to get better at it. I'm going to get the dross out of the things, your own thinking about faith, because you're applying yourself and you're hungry and you want to know and you want to learn. And, you know, was it Dane? Huh? Oh, it wasn't Dane. One of the crumb balls. We won't know. Would it be one behind you or anything? Huh? No. Amen. Somebody, one of the crumb balls. Maybe they're not here, you know. Okay, we got it pegged. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Were you better at school because that person, unnamed person, was not applying themselves? Lying in church. Well, did you get it? Yeah. Apply yourself. God said to Abraham, I'm El Shaddai. This is Genesis 17:1. I'm El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. If you look up the word perfect, it means wholehearted. Applying yourself. All in. Not dilly-dallying, but jumping in and learning to walk by faith. You could say, I'm El Shaddai. He's basically saying, I'm El Shaddai. Don't be casual. Don't be half-hearted and lazy and passive and, you know, okay, if I learn something about faith, great. No, you go after it. You study the word. You go after it and you apply yourself and act on the word when you don't feel like it and answer the thoughts when you don't feel like it and get real good at walking by faith. Amen. Amen. Is that the shortest sermon pastor ever preached? You're welcome.